between frigid temperatures and snow and ice and frozen ground, I knew I was going to be fighting an uphill battle when it came to working with my horse this winter. And with winter being basically 6 months long here in Alberta, there was a very good potential that I was going to end up with an out of shape, detrained horse by the time spring rolled around, which was the very last thing that I wanted. Welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina, and today we are talking about how I am continuing to make progress with my horse, even in the depths of a Canadian winter, and how you can as well. Because, yes, it is possible. Winter weather can definitely make it a challenge to maintain any sense of progress with your horse, but it is possible. It most likely will not look the same as it does during the warmer months of the year, but you can definitely still make progress so that by the time spring does come around, you are ready to hit the ground running. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. That would be greatly appreciated. If you aren't already, please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle, and my YouTube channel is youtube.com/@strongin the saddle. The first thing that you need to do if you are going to make any sort of progress with your horse in the wintertime is to come up with an adapted training program. I know for me in last spring, it was very, very rainy and muddy here in Alberta, and I had a very hard time adapting to that. I wanted to do all the things that I could do in a sandy arena, and it just resulted in me being sulky about the weather conditions, which of course does not change anything. And the same sort of thing holds true here in winter. I could sit here and as I'm looking out the window, it is snowing right now and it is very, very cold. And I could sit here and be very grumpy about that and complain all over the internet about how much winter sucks and how I wish I lived in Arizona. But that doesn't help the situation. It doesn't change the situation. What I need to do is accept the things that I cannot control, the weather, and come up with some sort of adapted training program that will set me up for success and progress with my horse. So when you're coming up with an adapted training program, you have to kind of look at the facts. So for me, the ground is frozen. Sometimes during the winter, it's light, fluffy snow. Other times, it's really wet, heavy, deep snow. Sometimes it all melts, and then I'm dealing with either just frozen ground or with ice. So there's a mixed bag of ground that I'm going to be having to deal with. Regardless of what the ground situation is, though, it is very likely that if I'm riding outside, I'm not going to be able to do advanced maneuvers. If I'm lucky, I can do loping, but I'm not going to bet on it. And I also won't be able to do things like turning real hard or sliding stops. Or I'm not going to be sliding intentionally. If we accidentally slide on ice, that's something entirely different. But like a rain or sliding stop, I'm not going to be able to do that. So the ground is one thing. Another thing is the cold. It's especially, I think it was beginning of January, it was like minus 40, and I consider myself pretty tough and I work my horses in some pretty wintry conditions, but minus 40, is a hard no. So there's going to be times where it's just too plain cold to, I won't be able to ride. Maybe I can do groundwork, or it might even be too cold for groundwork. And yeah, just leaving my horse at the barn untouched. Another thing I need to consider in the winter is daylight. So again, I live in Canada. The days do get very, very short. December 21st is the shortest day of the year. So I'm recording this now on February 1st, and I'm very happy to report that the days are definitely getting longer now. I get home when it's still light out, so that's good. But definitely November, December, and beginning of January, daylight being very, very short is definitely an issue. So that's another thing I need to consider. And a final thing I would consider when doing my adapted training plan is the fact that there's just something about winter where I think a lot of people lose motivation to do anything. They just kind of want to hunker down inside and almost hibernate. And obviously that doesn't work if you have things you want to get done with your horse. So just dealing with a lack of motivation, maybe having a bit of seasonal affective disorder where you're just, yeah, not motivated, not really feeling like your chipper self. Those are all going to come into play when coming up with this adapted training program. So based on all of that, it's kind of like, okay, what are we working with here? Well, obviously advanced maneuvers are going to be off the table, but that there's still a ton of things I can do under saddle that I can do in the snow in very crappy conditions. Sometimes it's going to be too cold to ride, so asking myself, what can I do on the ground? And again, there's a ton of things I can do teaching my horse groundwork skills that can translate to when I'm under saddle, but can also just make him a better animal to deal with. And finally, if it's too cold to ride and too cold to do groundwork, what can I do away from the barn to improve myself as a rider, improve myself as a horse owner, so that when I do get back to the barn, I can apply those things and improve. And so if we look specifically at my personal adapted training program, I kind of made some rules. So if it's like, I have been saying if it's minus 10 or warmer, I'll ride. It's more like if it's, we'll say minus 8. I know 2 degrees isn't much, but if it's minus 8 or warmer without a wind chill, and assuming the ground is okay, I will ride. If it's cooler than that, like we'll say maybe minus 15 to that minus 9, I will do groundwork. Again, assuming there's ground to work on. Sometimes it's just icy and it doesn't work. And then if it's colder than that, what can I do away from the barn? So those are kind of like some rules that I've set for myself. So the temperature is kind of dictating what I do. And then coming up with a plan, like if I am riding, what can I do? I need a list of things that I can do with my horse when I'm able to ride, given the ground conditions that I'm dealing with. So actually in the start of winter, I was able to lope really nice big circles, nothing small, but I was safely able to lope in the snow. I haven't been able to do that in a while because the snow did melt quite a bit, and then it was just kind of hard, crusty. Sometimes it was slippery and it just wasn't safe. So given that, I have my list of walk, trot, standstill exercises under saddle that I can do. And the same thing with groundwork. I have a list of groundwork exercises that I can go through. So if it's a day that I'm doing groundwork, what can I do? And then, of course, when I'm not able to ride or do groundwork, what can I do at home? So YouTube. You guys, I love YouTube. I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, I love Amelia Newcomb's dressage YouTube channel, which I will link in the show notes. I'm a reiner, She does dressage. Some people may not see the connection, but I have learned a ton from Amelia. So watching YouTube videos, reading books, if I find a training, online training program that kind of interests me, maybe looking into that, all those sorts of things. So whether I'm riding, groundwork, or on the couch here at home, I have something that I can do to improve myself as a rider, to improve Diesel, and it's all laid out for me. It's just a matter of what are we doing today based on the temperature. And that is a fantastic way to make progress because it's this like, it's just like a flow chart, right? Like, okay, temperature is this, we do this. Ground conditions are like this, we do this. And like, there's no room for, I don't know what to do today. Because I feel like I don't know what to do today is the biggest reason that people don't make progress. And when our time in the wintertime is, I feel like it's so precious, those days that I am able to ride, it is so important to have a plan so that I can capitalize on that time. As I've kind of already mentioned today, there is definitely winter specific challenges you're gonna have. So like I said, you're gonna have, some people are gonna have decreased motivation just cause the winter blahs. You're gonna have to deal with the daylight challenges, the ground challenges, all those sorts of things. And it's kind of troubleshooting ahead of time to say, how am I going to address those challenges? So with the decrease in daylight, there's obviously a few options that you have. You can either amend your schedule so you are out there when it is daylight. You can set up some lights wherever you're working with your horse. Or the option, I guess, could be to work with your horse in the dark. I've done all three options. We used to have this, it was called the Cyclops. So it was like this massive, massive flashlight that I would just tote out to the arena, like kind of prop up somewhere so it would light up as much of my arena as possible, and we would work in the light of the Cyclops. Other times I definitely have worked my horse in the dark after work, which, I mean, if you're on a safe horse, it's not a huge deal. If you know your ground is fairly decent, it's fine. It's not ideal, but you make it work. Of course, one thing I haven't mentioned for dealing with winter challenges is hauling to an indoor arena, or you could even board your horse at an arena so you don't have to haul them. I'm not doing either of those this year. I have hauled a ton in past winters. Hauling takes a lot. So the arena that I would haul to is half an hour away from here, at least half an hour with a horse trailer. And by the time I hook up the horse trailer, load the horse and tack, get there, unload, it becomes, I would say, probably close to a 3-hour process by the time I get everything ready to go there, ride, dry out, come back home, unload everything. And to be honest, like, I'm a busy professional. It's very rare that I have 3 hours to just kill with my horse. So we are not doing that this year, but have definitely done it in the past. The other option was to board your horse somewhere, and then they're all set, ready to go. They might even be in a stall, you know, not even haired up. Definitely an option. Obviously, it's the priciest option of the bunch, but if that's within your means, like, if I had that option, I would definitely do it. And I guess I probably could. I just like having my horses at home is the only thing. I don't really want them somewhere else, so there's that. But definitely options to consider in the wintertime, especially if you do have goals to get rolling in those springtime shows or competitions. Like, it's almost a necessity in order to keep your horse legged up and ready to go. And like I've mentioned already, when you're thinking about training your horse in the winter, I'll just use an example. One of my goals with Diesel this year is to teach him flying lead changes. And with flying lead changes, there's a lot baked into the base of a flying lead change. Lots of just getting your horse broke with a lot of other maneuvers, a lot of lateral movement, getting them nice and round, moving off your seat and your legs, all that stuff. And a ton of that can be done at a walk trot, even at a standstill. So if you're looking at the things you want to achieve with your horse, think about what are those fundamental basic things that I can work on and get really solid here in the winter time, so that by the time spring's here, I will be more than prepared to do whatever that more advanced thing is. And I think that's really the mindset that I've been taking, not just with flying lead changes, but with just everything, especially groundwork. During the summer and fall, I did not do a whole lot of groundwork with Diesel because I just wanted to be on his back, getting better under saddle. But doing groundwork with your horse and getting your horse really solid in terms of how they are to handle on the ground in just day-to-day tasks, that is huge for just having a all-around, well-broke, well-mannered horse, which in my books goes a long way. Like, I don't care if your horse is super, super fast or can do amazing slides and stops or whatever else. If they're a butt to deal with on the ground and just when you're handling them, I hate that. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. So all these little things are just, they go towards creating a well-broke, just more valuable horse at the end of the day. And I think, you know, if I can work my horse through an entire groundwork program, that's something, that's an accomplishment, and that's pretty cool. If I can get my horse to do all kinds of almost liberty work on the ground, like, that's pretty cool. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of making progress in the winter has to relate to the whole not having motivation and just finding it really hard to get out there and know what you should be doing and just being excited to be doing wintery things with your horse. To be quite honest, back in January, it was only like maybe 3 weeks ago, I was going through a really bad spell of not being motivated, which is not like me at all. I honestly do think I did have a bit of seasonal affective disorder. I was never diagnosed or anything like that, but just feeling really, like after Christmas there, just definitely feeling the doldrums of winter and January and no daylight and all that sort of a thing. And just not being motivated to go out and work with my horse at all. I was, for a little while there, I was just hand walking him up and down the driveway a couple times and that's it, which that's not like me. I am way more motivated and much more of a go-getter done kind of person than that, but I had a slump. And that's a real thing that happens to a ton of people in the winter time. It's definitely a thing. And there's definitely some ways that you can tackle that if you are in that sort of a situation. I think part of it just goes back to the whole acknowledging the situation and the things that you can't control, which I know it sucks. Like when I refer back to last spring, it was really muddy. I had a brand new horse and all I wanted to do was ride, and Mother Nature just kept opening up the clouds with a ton of rain. And yeah, it really got to me. I was very, very, very frustrated. And just, I could be doing the same right now here with winter. I could be complaining about how much it sucks to live in Alberta. But we won't. We won't do that. I'm not going to be the classic Canadian who just all they do is talk about the weather. accepting things that you can't control. I cannot control what the forecast is going to look like in the next 2 months. I cannot. And I think that alone goes a long ways in for your motivation and just how you approach your situation. Because if you just accept it, then you can go to the next step, which is, okay, what can I control? Which is a lot, as we've already discussed today. Focusing on what you can control and going from there. And I guess it's kind of the cliche, what is it, making lemonade out of lemons. So thinking about, okay, what can I do given my situation to help me get that much more better come springtime? And just getting better about the fact that every day we are one more day closer to springtime and good ground conditions and warmer temperatures, like getting excited about that. And tying into that is getting excited about some goals. I think motivation is fleeting. You're not going to be motivated every day. And that goes for regardless of what time of year it is. Like, we aren't always motivated, but the things that pull us through are things like our goals and getting excited about those goals. So I know some people don't like setting goals, but I would really encourage you to, or even just if you don't like the word goals, set some intentions for you and your horse of what sort of plans do you have for this year? You know, once we are past winter, what sorts of things do you want to do? And I found this helped me tremendously. I thought about the shows that I would compete in here in 2023 and the clinics that I would go to and the prospect of finally being able to nail a flying lead change with Diesel. Thinking about all those things was very, very, very motivating and just got me excited to be out there again. And it helped a lot. So I definitely encourage you to set an intention or some goals or just come up with some plans. Maybe look up the show schedules in your area or see what kind of clinics are going to be coming around and get excited about those, because like I said, that's what's going to pull you through these winter months, is getting excited about what is to come. And yeah, I think I'm going to end the episode there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. If you guys could rate and review the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. I haven't had a review in a while, so I'd love to see your guys' thoughts. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to leave me a comment. Let me know if you ride in the wintertime, what kind of stuff you're doing with your horse in the wintertime. I'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.